Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Well, I'm sitting here today with Mr. Christmas himself.
Hey, thank you.
Andy Jones.
Pleasure to be here today.
I mean, you really are. You're Mr. Christmas, aren't you?
I really do love it. I truly love Christmas time and all of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're kind of girly like that. All right. Favorite Christmas movie?
Well, we compared notes, so now I'm afraid to say. I have It's a Wonderful Life down as my favorite Christmas movie.
All right. I thought it was the Muppet one.
Well, yeah. For like kids and stuff.
Okay.
And grown-up kids like me. Yeah, the Muppets is good.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's a Wonderful Life?
Yeah. How about you?
You've seen that one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Every year.
My favorite Christmas movie is Christmas Vacation.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I've actually watched that at your house.
Uh-huh.
I
watch it every year. I love it. Yep.
Multiple times?
Quote it. I might watch it more than once this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. How about your favorite Christmas song?
This is maybe a stretch.
Okay.
For people, you got to think of the version. Little Drummer Boy. Don't really like that song.
Yeah.
But David Bowie and Bing Crosby have a duet on this song, and it's really cool.
Like, they were both...
They sing it together.
Wow.
Yeah, straight up. Like, and it's
not a hologram.
No. And not Bing Crosby. Yeah, just his voice. Uh-huh. No, like, they were together in the 70s, I'm sure.
Wow.
And they have a duet version.
I have not heard of that.
Yeah.
I'll need to. So, for me, it is Carol of the Bells. But by Family Force 5, it is a tantrum. It's just crazy.
You introduced me to that, and I actually have it on my playlist. It's good.
That's one of the only Christmas songs I want to hear all year.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Yeah. So how about your least favorite Christmas movie?
It's a musical. It's White Christmas.
Okay.
Really don't like it. And you mentioned, you know, maybe I'm on the girly side. Maybe. But this is just too far.
You do like musicals, though.
I do.
Yeah.
And this one is just, it's too much for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine is It's a Wonderful Life.
What?
Yeah.
I
can't do it.
But well, let me ask. Have you seen the whole thing?
I have not seen the whole thing. Not that I'm aware. But also, I really hate Polar Express.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it has some problems for me. It's got Tom Hanks in it, and it's really terrible, sort of like dead in the eyes. The
animation's kind of weird.
Animation.
Yeah,
don't like it.
Tom Hanks plays multiple characters in it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have been done. Yeah. How about you?
On least favorite, White Christmas for sure.
Yeah, okay, right.
Mm-hmm. And then on like a song,
yeah.
I just hate this song. It's Christmas Shoes. Have you ever heard it? It's this little boy singing about his Christmas shoes because his mom is dying of cancer. It's a sad song,
right?
But I hate it.
Yeah.
It's really terrible.
Is that a KCMS song?
Maybe. I think you'd hear it on Warm 106.9.
Okay, okay. Mine is Run, Run, Rudolph. I hate it. I don't want to hear it again.
Yeah. Don't the Beach Boys have a version of that song?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Not good.
No. Well, moving away from Christmas for just a moment, I saw this infograph style sketched out notes from a designer's conference. And in the title of it was Overcoming the Designer's Depths of Despair Disease.
Is this a thing?
Apparently. Well, I think that maybe creative types tend to struggle a little bit more with this, you know? I think in particular, if they're going through a dry spell, like creativity's not flowing, or they're, you know, put in a place where they're forced to do something that they don't love, that they don't feel that, you know, sense of inspiration about.
Honest question. Does Christmas fall into that category at times?
Yeah. Well, honestly, for me, maybe on the design side, not as bad, but as a communicator, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like I struggle with it because it puts you in a box, like, and you feel like it's already been mined out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
what
is there new to do?
Yeah.
So, for sure. So, anyway, I loved the points on this. Wanted to share them with you. Detox. And just got to get the poison out. Feed your mind good stuff. I like that. I've actually talked with people before about that. Just even when they're depressed. Like, hey, are you watching funny stuff? Like,
Yeah.
You know, you need comedy. You need to laugh. You need to not be dwelling on negative, gloomy stuff. Mm-hmm. So feed your mind good stuff. Be thankful. Be grateful. Mm. I think that's always a perspective change, you know, that's important. Encourage others. Think of five people you can encourage. I love that. I mean, I just think that we always can be doing that. And when you start thinking about other people, you get your mind off of your own problems. Identify your strengths. You are good at certain things, so make sure you remind yourself of that. And establish a healthy rhythm to your work. I think sometimes creatives get a little bit...
frazzled.
Yeah, and just, you know, working weird hours and stuff like that. And so kind of creating that healthy rhythm to what you do is really important. So I love it. You can overcome the depths of despair, even for all the creative types. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.